Now notice, as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, Arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. The angel of the Lord came unto him a second time, and touched him, and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. So this man now needed rest, and God knew that. And the Lord put him to sleep. Didn't give him a sleeping pill. God put him to sleep. And he slept like a baby. And then he needed some good food. I don't think he'd been eating regularly. And now there was there bread that was being cooked. You know who I think cooked that? The same one that prepared that breakfast on the shore of Galilee that morning after the resurrection. That's the one. And our Lord comforted him, you see, and then he put him to sleep again, said, You need plenty of sleep. And then he fed him again, and then he told him something that Elijah was beginning, and he'd learned it, and that is, the journey is too great for you. My friend, I don't know who you are today listening in, but it may be a very happy day for you, and you may think you're sufficient for the battle of life, but I want to say this to you, the journey's too great for you through life. You're going to need a Savior, you're going to need a helper. Even this man Elijah, as rugged as he was, did that. And so he arose, verse 8 now, and he did eat and drink, and he went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. He came thither into a cave, lodged there. Behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said, What doest thou here, Elijah? You see, Elijah got the strength not to return, but to run. And he kept running. And he said, I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it. And now the Lord's dealing with him, you see. He's overwrought, and he needs real psychological help. Somebody said, you believe in going to a psychiatrist. I think there are times when you need to go. But most of us today could solve our problems if we crawled on the couch of the Lord Jesus and we told him everything. You wouldn't have to be running around today telling everybody else about your troubles and problems if you just talk it over with him. And we ought to tell him everything. Now, this man, he's stating a fact, but you can see he's tense. I'm the only one.